1 Samuel chapter 27. David said in his heart, I will now perish one day by Saul's hand. There is nothing better for me than to escape into the land of the Philistines. Saul will give up looking for me any more within all the borders of Israel. In this way I will escape out of his hand. David arose and passed over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish, son of Maoch, the king of Gath. David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his own household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite woman, and Abigail, the Carmelite woman, Nabal's wife. Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, so he looked for him no longer. David said to Achish, If I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, that I may live there. Why should your servant live in the royal city with you? So that day Achish gave him Ziklag. That is why Ziklag belongs to the kings of Judah to this very day. The number of days that David lived in the land of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. David and his men attacked various places, making raids on the Geshurites, the Gersites, and the Amalekites, for those nations were the inhabitants of the land, as you go to Shur, as far as the land of Egypt. They had been living there in the land from ancient times. David attacked the land and saved neither man nor woman alive. He took away the sheep and cattle, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing. Then he returned and went back to Achish. Achish would say, Against whom have you made a raid today? David would answer, Against the south of Judah, or against the south of the Jerahmeelites, or against the south of the Kenites. David would keep neither man nor woman alive to bring them to Gath, saying, So that they cannot say about us, David did such and such. This was what he did all the while he was living in the country of the Philistines. Achish believed David, saying, He has made his people Israel utterly abhor him. He will therefore be my servant forever.